And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Ohio's Republican nominee for governor, Vivek Ramaswamy, says he's coming for Medicaid fraud. The vow follows a bombshell investigation by the Daily Wire, who uncovered what looks like billions of dollars in phony personal services payments in the Buckeye State, people getting paid to spend time with their own family members. Vice President J.D. Vance is backing the effort as well, warning states they'll lose their federal anti-fraud dollars if they won't go after the abuse. Speaking of your tax dollars, Seattle is installing 4 solar panel smart toilets for the World Cup, and the bill is staggering, $464,000 up front. That's $116,000 per toilet, and then $400,000 every single year just to keep them running. The mayor of the city called them, quote, the first step to delivering on Seattle's number one and number two priority. Obviously, she meant it as a joke with a price tag. It's not very funny. Better news from the battlefield. American and Nigerian forces eliminated several ISIS fighters in West Africa recently, just days after taking out the terror group's global second-in-command. Africa Command says no American or Nigerian troops were harmed. President Trump praised the forces, who removed, in his words, the most active terrorist in the world from the battlefield. But our next story is going to sting a little more. In London, a 66-year-old pastor named Steve Mile was arrested while preaching the gospel in the street. His crime? Singing and calling people to repentance and saying out loud that Islam is a false religion. Police shoved him in their car, double handcuffed him for 90 minutes, and held him for 12 hours without a restroom, and he needed wrist splints for 3 weeks afterward. Miles says he preaches the love and mercy of God in Christ, not hate, but in Britain, telling people Jesus saves can apparently get you charged with religious harassment. And in India, 3 Christian pastors were ambushed and killed. 4 others were wounded, and more than 30 people taken hostage. These were Baptist church leaders, men who had given their lives to reconciliation and service, and they were gunned down by militants. It's the same region where 200 believers were slaughtered back in 2023. Please be praying for all of our persecuted brothers and sisters abroad. Finally, researchers think they found a major culprit behind the West's collapsing birth rate, and it's sitting in your pocket. A new analysis tracking the rollout of high-speed mobile internet found that fertility dropped fastest in the very places that got smartphones first. Their theory here is simple. Young people who scroll instead of socialize stop forming real relationships. Yeah, the device that connects us to everyone, what it's actually done is disconnected us from one another. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content, both of which can be done at fortisinstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.